Renee, with us now is Jeffrey White, the former chief of Middle East intelligence for the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency. Welcome, Jeffrey White.
Thanks.
What do you think the immediate impact of Zarqawi's death will be?
Well, I think it'll have some suppressive effect on the most extreme wing of the Iraqi insurgency, the Al-Qaeda in Iraq element, and the elements that have become associated with that group. As indicated by the president and so on, it's not going to have a decisive impact on the insurgency, and we need to be conservative about our assessments of the impact.
There's no question
that this is a good event, you know, from our standpoint. Justice has been done.
Is it clear to you, can you distinguish in recent weeks and months the activities of Zarqawi's troops as opposed to the broader insurgency? I mean, are we likely to see his forces in disarray and affecting the nature of the violence on the ground?
I think his forces will have to reorganize somewhat. At least according to the reporting I've seen so far this morning, there were a number of other leaders killed with him. And that indicates we may have achieved some depth in this strike. And if that's true, then the effects of the strike will be, you know, broader than just Zarqawi being killed. But the history of these kinds of organizations is that they can recoup, that new leaders will emerge, and they will be able to continue on. So I don't think his passing is a permanent or decisive blow, but it will have some disorganizing effect. They'll likely not be as coordinated. They're going to have to spend some time sorting out the leadership issues. In terms of what his people have been doing, is he has been increasingly involved in pushing for sectarian conflict, involved in promoting and conducting attacks on the Shia population. And more recently, his activity in Diyala province, where in fact he was killed, had apparently been increasing. And Diyala province itself had become a focus of this kind of sectarian conflict.
So is
basically,
it possible
he'd moved out of Ramadi and mm-hmm. Anbar and into Diyala, as far as I can tell?
Is it possible then that there might be fewer attacks on the Shia population, Shia shrines, Shia facilities, that kind of thing?
It's possible, because he was very much identified with this campaign against the Shia. And that campaign had polarized the insurgency to some extent, with many people, or at least some elements of the insurgency, not being very happy with attacks on civilians. So his demise may take some of the energy out of those kinds of attacks, and could actually have the perverse effect of maybe making the insurgency more consolidated, less split by divisions over strategy.
So in the immediate future, what would you look for in terms of changes on the ground or ways to calibrate whether Zarqawi's death has had a major impact on the nature of the insurgency?
I think we would probably see fewer claims coming out of the Mujahideen Shura Council. We would probably get reporting of various political maneuvering within Al-Qaeda in Iraq, within the insurgency, to assert leadership over Al-Qaeda of Iraq. But I doubt if we'll see any major changes in operational activity. But the one exception being in the area of these mass casualty-producing attacks on the Shia population. That may be dampened down. And, of course, that's good news for us and for Iraq.
Jeffrey White, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Jeffrey White is the former chief of Middle East intelligence for the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency.